You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Getting grilled, P3, it's the original protein. Ooh, yeah, we're about to get grilled right now, I'm sure. 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Johnny B. in Pittsburgh.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Good afternoon, Johnny B.
Hey, was that the kid talking there with you guys?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
The kid's here.
Hey, much respect. He incredible, man. He's right on the nail, man. Nail on the head. How much can you attribute to actually coaching? If you watch Johnny's last year's show with John Gruden, quarterback's camp, every question, yes, sir, yes, sir. So much respect there, you know, for Gruden. Don't you think that you need a coach to just love him, hug him, totally, you know, build a scheme around him, a new playbook? I mean, if you look back
you
at Bill Cowher, look how much he, you know, did that for Cordell Stewart, and he wasn't successful. But don't you agree he needs that man behind him?
That's why I think drafting him was such a dilemma for so many teams, because you would. Now, Jerry Jones's recent comments about Johnny Manziel lead you to believe that if the Browns did want to divest themselves of John Football in the offseason, Dallas would certainly be in the market.
Yes, please.
216-578-0850. Let's go to our guy Chevy in New Jersey. What's up, Chevy?
Hey, thanks, guys. I've got 2 points. One having to do with Johnny. You know, haven't been in recovery for 20 years. It's the alcohol. That's the issue. Not as tight, not him staying in the pocket. Obviously, he's gone off the wagon. He continues to be off the wagon, and that's why everyone's writing him off. He has shown ability. Now, my second point is, I'd like to see Bernie replace Farmer at GM as soon as possible.
Thanks, talking guys. About guys that are off the wagon, though, I mean,
can I just understand this? What's the reason that you would prefer to have Bernie? What makes Bernie Kosar a general manager in your mind?
Well,
just because I'm curious about this
guy.
Whole thing.
But
he's
what does that mean?
He's Ray Farmer played football.
Well, when he analyzes things, he analyzes the specific things on each play. Like, he really does understand what it takes to win.
Chevy, could I be a general manager? Because I know football very well, and I do it every day on this show.
I think you could do a good job.
Thank you.
If you and Bernie teamed up, we'd be in good shape. Yeah.
Okay. I like where your head's at. They make a lot of money as general managers in the NFL, don't
they?
But
I think it's about
Johnny's
alcohol.
I'd like to be a GM. But why do you say, I mean, listen, I have much respect for the fact that you're 20 years sober. God bless you. But how do you make that judgment from, you know, 2,000 miles away that it's all the alcohol? I mean, what leads you to think that?
Because he's not being honest. And when he first got out of treatment, he was humble. He was honest. He was sincere. Now he's back cocky. You know, oh, I had a good time at A&M. I made a lot of people happy. That's me. Sounds like a guy that's back out there. It's black and white. Either you're sober or you're not. There's no in between with us. It's a problem in your gene, you know, it's inherited.
Yeah.
Chevy,
anyway,
appreciate the call.
Thanks for listening,
man.
Guys.
Got it.
Appreciate the call.
Let's go to Greg in Houston.
What do you got, Greg?
Hey, I have two comments concerning Josh McCown, and I'd like to see if you all can weigh in on them.
Sure.
I could just quickly tell you what the two comments are. First one, about 3 weeks ago, Tony Grossi wrote an article concerning Bryant Hartline, and he was talking about how Hartline, you know, wasn't seeing a lot of targets this year, and it was been kind of disappointing. And Hartline kept emphatically stating in that article, "I'm always open, I'm always open." So I'm wondering, is McCown checking down and not looking downfield at people like Hartline? And my second deal is, how disturbing is it that McCown leads the NFL with 9 fumbles and 6 lost fumbles when no one else is even remotely close to him in terms of losing the football that many times?
All right, let's start with, we'll go one at a time, right? We'll go one at a time. Let's go with first and foremost, we'll go with Brian Hartline. There are certain plays where Brian Hartline's been open where he has not gotten the football, where protection broke down, and that's going to happen, by the way, to every single wide receiver in the National Football League. Brian Hartline, in terms of his week in and week out performance this season. He's been targeted 32 times. He has caught only 16 of those targets. And in fact, since he caught 5 of 7 in week 3 against Oakland, he has caught just 9 of his last 18 targets. So he's basically been on the same pace for pretty much the whole season, right? 50%. But he has struggled more recently with another thing. Drops. 5 of them. 5 dropped passes by Brian Hartline, including 3 you could debate and call it 4, which would give him 7 drops on the season against Arizona. He has not been able to get open down the field. He has not averaged more than 8 yards a reception since week 3 against Oakland. So I don't think Brian Hartline, you know, complaining or whatever is valid. I don't think he's been the issue. I don't think he hasn't come in and been the receiver I don't believe that they expected him to be in this offense.
And we throw down the field plenty with Josh McCown. Brian, come on. Enough of this Tony Grossi and Brian Hartline.
Gary Barnage is getting open, and he's getting the football. Travis Benjamin was getting open, and he was getting the football. To me, Josh McCown tries to throw it to whoever is open, and we saw it against Baltimore when he complete passes to like 10 guys.
And how much has changed since the preseason? Because we were all led to believe as we continue to do this show throughout the preseason that Brian Hartline was going to be our number one receiver.
Right.
So what has changed?
Right.
His inability to get open against top-tier corners/nickels in the National Football League.
Yeah, I think that's why he was released from the Miami Dolphins, and he was on the open market, and he's here now with the Cleveland Browns. As for the second one, Josh McCown's turnovers are troubling, and it is a part of things that does get overlooked, I think, in the discussion of him because of how good his stats are throwing the football. But, that's a problem. Now, Johnny's put the ball on the ground. He didn't do it. He hasn't done it as much recently, but was putting the ball on the ground himself early. All right, when we come back, we'll get to Greg in Houston, Daryl in Piqua, and many more of you. 216-578-0850 on this Call Your Shot Friday, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Zagura, Wilhelm, Krill!